Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
We see you. Long form extemporaneous hangout time. We do have a guest on Thursdays, Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind. LandryFootball.com is his site. That will be the top of the hour. Hour number two. Top of hour number two. If you have any questions, just tweet me to ask Chris, and we will get that done. In the meantime, 615-844-5600 is the number you can use to dial in. Twitter, at Bill is King. And we also have an email address, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. There's a couple games tonight. Yeah, a couple college football games. One out west. That is, well, I was going to say is interesting. I don't know. Maybe am I overselling this? UCLA 1-5 against Stanford 3-3. Stanford's favored by 4. There's one game. There's also Louisiana. That's the Raging Cajuns against Arkansas State. There was some news yesterday about a member of the audience that was sad, and Scott out in OKC has dialed us up. And Scott, welcome in.
Thanks, Bill. How you doing today?
I am well, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I got the phone call yesterday. It was sad, but a guy that everybody who's listened to your show, especially the old timers, remember Bayou Dave. And he's been struggling, you know, he's had some health issues, developed cancer not long ago, and that just, the cancer was one that he couldn't get through. So he passed on yesterday at 12:55, and, you know, it's sad to see him go, but, you know, quite frankly, quality of life, it, you know, it was gone. So he's in a better place, and we're going to miss him. You know, I'm going to miss his Christmas cards every year. He always sent me an LSU Christmas card. But I believe we'll see him again. That's my belief, and prayers to his family. They posted a beautiful picture on Facebook. I don't know if you got to see it, but his granddaughter, I believe it was, playing guitar for him there at his bedside.
I saw that. I saw that. And I was on Facebook yesterday when there was a post, and it was on his account, but it was his daughter, or I don't know who that was, but they said he passed away. And I saw it. There weren't any comments or anything at the time, so it must have just happened. And, yeah, I was heartbroken. Bayou Dave had been a regular caller on the show, big LSU fan. He loved the Cajun culture. He loved being a native, born and bred person from Louisiana, loved living down there, loved everything about it, loved LSU, probably as passionate a fan as we've got for his school. And, boy, we had a lot of good times with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know if you can it was a long time ago, but he gave that joke about the old bull and the young bull.
I don't – you know what? I know you guys called him – one of his names was Bull. I know Yipsy Terry and you guys called him Bull. But.
All right. Well, here, let me tell you, okay? And this was a long time ago, but it was on your show, and he told a joke, and he said, you know, Bill, there's this young bull and this old bull. They're standing on a hill looking down at their herd. And the young bull looks at the old bull and says, hey, let's run down there and make love to one of them cows. And the old bull looked at the young bull and said, no, son, let's walk down there and make love to all of them. So that's why we called him the old bull.
I forgot about that. Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, I hate to see him go. And, again, I'm going to miss – chatting with him. I'm going to miss his Christmas cards. And he was a good person through and through, good heart. I believe he's at peace now. I believe that he's not in pain anymore. So that, you know, that's a good thing. That's a positive thing. And, but I do feel for his family.
Yeah.
And definitely we'll keep them in prayers. If I could, I'd like to just real quick touch base on this game coming up Saturday with OU and West Virginia.
Yeah.
Did you realize, and I didn't realize this till the other day, and I've been meaning to call your show all week, just I'm getting old and forgetful. But do you realize if we beat West Virginia, it's the first time since 2004 we've been 7-0?
I don't know if I realize that because, what, either the Red River rivalry or, what, Iowa State or somebody would trip you up.
Yeah, or Houston at the very beginning.
Correct.
But I didn't realize it had been 14, 15 years since we'd started out 7-0. Now, you know, we should beat West Virginia.
Even the 08, the 08 team that got to the championship – yeah, that year, though, you guys lost to Texas. That's right.
Yeah. So, I hope we don't pull a Georgia this weekend. But, I just said that took me by surprise that it had been that long since we started out 7-0.
Wow.
Because we've had some really good teams. But, hey, could you keep me online or on the phone for just a few minutes so I could listen to a little bit?
Well, yeah, and I'm going to tell – you've heard my story, but by you, Dave – and I don't remember what year was it. It was somewhere around 2013-ish, 12 or 13. He hits me up, and he wants me to get him an LSU media guy, and he wants me to get it signed by Les Miles. So I've got that. That's not going to be hard to do because I'm going to see Les Miles, and I just don't want that public because if I start doing that, I'll be doing that for everybody, and I'll never get anything done. You know, I'm not trying to be rude, but that's a hard thing to do. If you commit to getting people media guides signed, you're going to be in a big mess trying to get everybody taken care of and make everybody happy. So I kept it quiet at the time, but that's when we were – at the hotel, the Galleria Mall down there, that's connected to the hotel in Hoover, Alabama, which is Birmingham. And I finished my interview with Les Miles, and we're just chit-chatting. And I say, hey, I got this media guide, LSU media guide, and there's a caller on the show. He's a very loyal LSU fan. I want you to sign this. And, of course, Les Miles was very gracious and signed it. To Bayou Dave. And I've told the story, Scott, but we get to the word bayou, and he writes the letter B. I've got a big Sharpie for him. B, and then he doesn't know how to spell bayou. Les Miles. And we're sitting there, and he's just not writing. And everybody's kind of – it's quiet, and everybody's looking at each other. It's getting really awkward. And finally, somebody in the room walks over and helps him. So he – He wrote Bayou, but he did not know how to spell Bayou. The LSU head coach, and I remember holding that story back. I didn't want to tell that story while he was still at LSU. And when things ended at LSU, I felt okay about telling the story. But, yeah, and that was – hey, Scott, that was all because of Bayou Dave, because he's the one that harassed me to get that thing signed for him, which I did, and I mailed it to his house, and he was all happy. But, yeah, that was a Bayou Dave venture right there.
I bet Les knew how to spell go, though.
He did G-E-A-U-X. He was fine with that. That's what's weird. But he couldn't spell B-A-Y-O-U. He couldn't do it.
That's a good story. Yeah. You know, you gave him a lot of joy. I don't know if you know this, but he always looked forward to your show. And so you do that for all of us, and we appreciate it. I wish I could listen live more. But I'm always driving at the time you're on, and the only time I can hear you is if I'm stopped and I turn my laptop on and pull you up.
Right.
But we really appreciate you, you know, all you do, and I know Dave did. So, you know, if you're an LSU fan or if you're with the program out there, you guys lost one heck of a fan, and God rest his soul.
Scott, be good, buddy. Stay in touch, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Bayou Dave. He would send me a picture from down on the swamp or something. Or it'd be him down there fishing. Or he would call the show. And one of the first things he would do is he would complain about lower back or some kind of ailment he had. He'd start all, Bill. Not feeling so good today. Lower back, man. I don't know if I can get out there and fish. And then he'd go into LSU. Then we'd get over to LSU. We'd talk about them. And it was always the typical, the offense is sputtering. The offense isn't sputtering now, but the offense is sputtering. Yeah, Bayou Dave, he passed away on Wednesday. I wonder how much of the LSU-Florida game last Saturday night he got to take in. I'm sure he tried. I am sure he absolutely tried to watch that game. I hope he got to see it. Anyways, rest in peace by you, Dave. What a dude. I hated seeing that yesterday. Hated seeing that, man. Let's get the break. We'll take the first break here. We have busted, about a 20th of a grade. We're just getting started. Chris Landry, top of hour number two. LandryFootball.com is his site. The brilliant football mind of Mr. Chris Landry. That's coming up. Otherwise, lots of extemporaneous hangout time. Plenty of that ahead for the show. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
And now Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is reminding Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is from Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling, serving our area with pride for 6 years. They're a name you can trust. For the best in residential or light commercial HVAC installations, repairs, and much more, they've kept it cool all summer. Now let them keep you warm this winter. Give them a call today at 615-339-4699. That's 615-339-4699. Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling. They're people who care.
Thursday, October 17th, your friends at Pickers Vodka invite you to the third annual Hardest Harvest Celebration and Whiskey Release at Pennington Distilling Company in the Nations. This free event runs 5 to 9 and will feature live music from Rebirth Brass Band, Roots of a Rebellion, and Lady Couch. There will also be games, a kids area, food from Urban Grub, the Grilled Cheesery, and Smoke It All, and of course, your favorite Pennington Distilling Company beverages. To learn more, follow Pickers Vodka on social media.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration says every 3 minutes a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer. Be proactive with an annual mammogram because each person truly counts. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area, specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. That's 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration wishing everyone a healthy fall season.
Want to say a hello to my buddy James Warren. He was a classmate of mine, 1977 at BGA. He's also the owner of Sir Speedy of Berry Hill, and James joins us. James, what do you want people to know about your business?
Well, here's the thing. If you look anywhere, you can see signage. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy Berry Hill can change that. We are a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, you name it, Sir Speedy Berry Hill's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed.
Okay, tell them where you're located, all the particulars.
So we're at 2400 Phelps Avenue off of Melrose in lovely Nashville, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-832-9511. You can look at us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Email us at print@SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. We've got you.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Ryan Blaney takes home the win after a wild super speedway race from Talladega. Up next, the last chance for drivers to advance is at Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Ryan Blaney, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
All there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Rocket Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel. Chris Landry coming up, LandryFootball.com. Josh this morning up in London on Twitter. Bill, Dave was an amazing caller and member of the audience. You might have mentioned this, Bill, but can the show send flowers or something? I don't know the arrangements. I was looking on Facebook yesterday, and when I noticed that whoever was on his account mentioned that he had passed away at 12:55 Wednesday, I was kind of disheartened. I was upset. So I did not notice the arrangements. If I get some information, Josh, and there are a lot of people in the audience probably know, I'll absolutely pass that along. By you, Dave. Yeah, Les Miles. It was me, Brian Benio, a friend of his. We got a friend of his in there, and Avery Mitchell, who's his best friend. All big Buckeyes, big Buckeye fans. And they were up there in our private broadcast room for SiriusXM. And, oh, we weren't like the low-level media that's out there in that long Radio Row area where they're out there like the commoners begging for interviews. No, we had our own private area. So they'd bring the coaches to us. It was all planned out in advance. We didn't have to go down there and beg. No. Oh, hell no. Les Miles comes in, and there's maybe – there's an engineer and then a couple of other people. There's only about five of us in there, and we talk. I'm trying to remember. That was either 2012 or 13. I don't I'm not sure exactly what year that was, but it was one of those. And, yeah, Bayou Dave said, Bill, could you get me a media guide, an LSU media guide, which those are easy. They send a million of those to you. And all the schools do. And can you get Les Miles to sign it? I remember thinking, okay, I'll do this for him, but I'd better keep this quiet because if I publicize this, I'm going to have everybody wanting a media guide signed from every coach. I'm just going to be the media guide getting coaches to sign guy if I publicize this. Better keep this quiet. I'll do it for Bayou Dave. Yes. Very funny. B, I think he spelled B and then maybe A and then he stopped. I don't know if he really did not know how to spell Bayou or if he just had one of those moments where he froze up. I don't know. It's very awkward. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to embarrass him. I'm not a speller. I'm not a good speller at all. I have to have spell check, like when I'm tweeting. And I'm a wordsmither. Oh, I can wordsmith with the best of them, but spelling all the wordsmithing, that's a whole different thing. So I've got to have spell check. I can spell Bayou. I might not be able to spell cat, but I can spell Bayou. Jeff, too, Bill, deepest condolences to Bayou Dave's family. I never got to meet him, but grateful for his contributions to the content on the show. The old bull joke was hilarious, and the Les Miles media guide story was epic. Oh, Les Miles, man, out there in Kansas. He's a, tell you what, he's a likable guy, but I'll say this about Les. When back in the Sirius XM days, they would send us around in August during camp, during summer practice to campuses. Now, I didn't do many. I don't like a whole lot of that. But they would try and hit all these campuses and do a show from there during practice or during in between practices, whatever, and you'd have the coach and players and coordinators and all that come by. And I didn't do the Baton Rouge one, but those that went down there said Laz was a pretty big jerk down there, and there was very little acknowledgement or cooperation, and they agreed to it. It's not like somebody just showed up and said, hey, can we do the show? This is a national deal. And they said he was about as unresponsive and uncooperative as anybody out there, which that's never been my experience with Les Miles. But he can be that way. I guess anybody can be that way. But I would always do the – and I didn't do many. It was a big pain. My favorite trip we took was easy. Well, there were several of them, but I did a twofer where we flew into Pittsburgh and then drove down to Morgantown. It was Hoagie's first year. Just getting started. Then I flew out of Pittsburgh to O'Hare in Chicago, drove down to South Bend to do the show there. Brian Kelly. Oh, Manti. I'm sitting there with Manti Te'o. Yes. Doing the show. This is the season prior to the fake girlfriend story. It was that same season, but it was August camp. Yeah, I was in the Guglielmino building at Notre Dame doing the show. At West Virginia, it's the Milan Puskar Center. That was a fun trip, although I got into O'Hare at about midnight. And getting a rental car from O'Hare is a big pain. And I didn't get out of there with my rental car until about 1:30. And I didn't get to South Bend until about 3 in the morning. And I had to do the show the next morning. I was not in a good mood there. That was not happy times. Now, I was happy because I was getting to go to some cool places, but I did not like the plan. The plan did not work accordingly on that trip. Went down, and also we went down there to Athens from the Buttsmere building. That is the name of the building. Don't be a second-grade jokester. Buttsmere is the name of the building. That's right. And did it down there with the Energy Vampire. Todd Grantham was the coordinator. Yeah, Grantham came by. Mike Bobo, the Colorado State coach, was the offensive coordinator. Those were pretty good. Those are some fun trips, man, going to some of those places. I've been to a lot of them, but those are a few of them that stood out to me. If you are a degenerate reprobate and you just got to bet college football, a couple games tonight I mentioned. UCLA under Chip, they're 1-5. Yeah, year two, they're 1-5. One win, and that was over Leach, Mike Leach. High-scoring game. They were down, what were they down? 41-13 and won the game somehow. UCLA, Stanford. Stanford's 3-3. Favored by, what, 4? Over and under's 50.5. That game starts, if you're on Central Time like I am, that game starts at 8. And then there's an earlier game, a Louisiana, the Ragin' Cajuns versus Arkansas State. That's tonight. Jeff up in Chicago. Bill, did you get to meet Manti Te'o's girlfriend? Well, that was not a story when I was there. It was the preseason. It was the non-playing portion of the season. And it was between practices there at Notre Dame. So we're in the big – if you ever see that big auditorium where Brian Kelly does most of his press conferences, that's where we were, in the Guglielmino Center there on campus at Notre Dame. And we were doing our show from the very top. So in that auditorium, you'd be looking down at all those seats. And down below is where Brian Kelly always does his press conferences. That's not at the stadium. It's not at the stadium. And here's what I never understood about Manti Te'o. Hell of a player. All-American. Was a Johnny five-star recruit out of Hawaii. He's a good-looking kid. Why would he need to make up a story about a fake girlfriend? Now, it's obvious this happened and he got caught, but I never understood that. I mean, this is a all-American college football player who's got a good personality. He's a handsome kid. I'm sure he had plenty of opportunities wherever he was when it comes to dating. I never understood the need for the fake girlfriend thing. I maybe psychologically I'm not equipped to understand that. It didn't make any sense. That kid could have girlfriends anywhere he went. Obviously something was going on there. I'm going to reply before the break. I'll tell you what. Let's take the break here, bottom of the hour, so I don't push it too late. Coming up, top of the hour, we have Chris Landry, the awesome, brilliant mind of Chris Landry Football. We'll kick it around with him a little bit. And other than that, we've got a ton of what I love on the show. That's extemporaneous long-form hangout time. 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good afternoon. Still quite a bit of traffic flow now making its way south of town back down through Williamson County. A crash 1200 block of Gallatin Pike in Madison. Spence Lane at Murfreesboro Pike was tied up at that intersection just a few minutes ago on that crash. Still moving, however, on 40 East out past the airport. All that traffic headed back out to Wilson County. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest now through October 28. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Ensworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade coeducational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at ensworth.com to learn more.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
King, you want to email the show, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. Yeah, Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, did you get to meet Manti Te'o's girlfriend? Then Rob in the 210 says, come on now, Bill. She's probably sitting right next to you, but you just didn't even know it. Maybe that was it. See, if I would have known the story when I was sitting there with Manti Te'o, I would have asked him about it. Manti, I'm sure I probably just can't see her, but can you at least point to me where your girlfriend is? I'll tell everybody she's here. I mean, I don't mind, as the audience knows, I don't mind being the sole guy on the island. I'll do it. I'll take one for the team. I don't care. Josh says, Bill, Manti Te'o was being catfished. He thought his fake girlfriend was actually real. He says, you know, kind of like Seabus Steve actually thinks Notre Dame is relevant. Yeah, he's a good-looking kid. Why would he need to make up a girlfriend? I don't get that. Hawaiian kid, good-looking, first-team All-American linebacker, plays for Notre Dame. Come on now. He's right there by Chicago. That guy doesn't need fake girlfriends. What's up with that? To this day, I'll never understand it. Tim says, now get to the call. Bill, what were the other shows in Nashville when you and Bob Bell got started in the late 80s? Duncan Stewart, who's now out in Reno, Nevada, who's the one that went up on the billboard when Tennessee in 1988 went 0-6. And he said, this is early in the 0-6. I'm going to get on this billboard. I'm not coming down until Tennessee wins a game. Duncan Stewart had a show on a country station, 980, which is WSIX. He had a show. And when we got started, that's all there was. And sports talk was very new anywhere. It was in its infancy back then. Sports talk, radio, and that format is not an old format. I guess, well, today it's probably approximately 30-something years old. But I got started in the beginning having no idea I'd even want to do something like that. I was headed in a totally different direction. And actually, it was Bob Bell. It was two icons of TV in this town back then. Bob Bell and Charlie Mack Alexander. Charlie Mack was the sports director for the NBC affiliate, and Bob was on the ABC affiliate. And they had pretty much gotten out of TV. I think they were both told, in Bob's case, I think probably the exec said, you're a little old for TV. So he went into radio, and Bob had a fantastic voice, so it was natural. Bob started off his career in radio before it ended up in TV. And then Charlie Mack, I think his problem was is Charlie's work ethic wasn't the best. So Charlie missed a lot of days. Charlie was a both of them were. Charlie Mack, though, was in the 80s here, early 80s, was literally a rock star in this town. He wore these loud plaid jackets, and he had a perm. Yeah, Charlie's hair was not curly, but he had a perm. So he had that whole thing going from the early 80s. And literally, he walk around town. He was like the rock and roll number one song on the chart walking around this town back then. I remember I went to a Vanderbilt scrimmage early 80s just as a student, okay? Again, no thinking of getting into this business. I wasn't never even thought of this business. I was just there because I like football. And Charlie was walking around down there, and I remember looking at him like he was Robert Redford. Like he was the ultimate superstar. Charlie Mack. Yeah, that's how it got started. So, yeah, I just did an internship in the early days, and I was in awe of those guys. I was walking in the building. It's like, man, I'm walking in here with superstars. I was nervous to be around them. Let's get a call. Jim up in Ramsey, New York City. Does that make sense? What's up, Jim? Hello, Jim. Did we lose Jim? There he is. What's up, Jim? Yeah, I mean, I hear it sounds like, now Crazy Charlie will know this better. That sounds like New York City in the background. Can't you kind of hear it? Yeah. Anyways, did we lose you? Okay. Must have lost Jim. Yeah, I must have lost him. Brown man down in Marietta checking in this morning. Good one from Jeff up in Chicago. You'll have to be on Twitter because it's a do we call that a GIF or a GIF? To this day, I still don't know. But it's pretty funny, though, about Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Have you noticed, though, now Manti Te'o was never, from what I remember, a really big gotta-be-on-TV media guy, meaning the player. But is he still in San Diego on the Chargers team or whatever? Who is where is Manti Te'o? He doesn't do a lot of media. I think after that he pretty much shut it down, right? Has anybody ever talked to him about this? He hasn't said a word about it. Has he ever done an interview where he says, you know, man, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. I apologize. I don't know that he's ever done that. I like Manti Te'o. I'm not one of those making fun of him. I'm a fan. Gator Mike, what is happening, sir?
Hey, Bill, good morning to you. Yeah, you're bringing back some memories. You know, I always tell you I got involved with you when you and Bob had your show, and I would always call when you would do that bonus recruiting hour because, you know, back then it was like right around when they were starting those 900 services to get updates on recruiting, and I would always call you to see what you're hearing with Coach Spurrier's recruiting classes and who's looking at Florida and all that stuff. So, yeah, it brings back great memories back in the day for sure. So, and that was 1510, right?
That was 1510, and here's what happened. When we started the recruiting talk, if we didn't limit it to the last hour, it would take over the whole show. So we had to do that just so we could get to other stuff during the show, and then we'd take the last hour and say, hey, if you want – anything you want that last hour. You've got questions. You want to know how a team's doing. You want to know about this guy or that guy. You can call in. Of course, we didn't have social media then. But people would call in, and we'd handle it that last hour. We had to do that, or it would be 3 hours every night.
Right. Yeah, I remember. It was, and like you said, I mean, there's always been a market for that. You know, it was just, you know, because obviously, like you said, they didn't roll out the 900 numbers for nothing, you know, for people to pay to get recruiting info. But, yeah, I used to love listening to that. And I think you told a good story one time about Bob, how much he wore his colors on his sleeve, right, with UT, right?
Oh, well, that was always. You could not, well, for example, a few years later, Cosby Cattaman, who at the time called himself Small Mike, would call in, and he would judge or be critical of Tennessee, and Bob would turn purple. There was no joking around, and he never let his guard down either. He wasn't able, and again, I'm not trying to be critical, but he was not able to have fun with critiquing his school. There was nothing funny about that.
Sure.
To him, yeah. I thought it was hilarious, but he did not at all.
Right. Yeah. No doubt. Well, Bill, great talking to you. Like I said, I love the flashback there when you were talking about the early days and all that stuff. And, yeah, then when you left, I really didn't catch Sirius. So glad to have you back here locally, as you know. And like I said, you and Charlie, I consider y'all good friends as well. So
all right, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, those were some good times, man. That building. There's a radio station in that building right now. It's right behind where the Shoney's used to be on DeBunbrium. Downtown. That area has grown so much. I'll tell you how out of touch. We used to always joke because almost across the street, maybe a block or two down, was Deja Vu, the strip club. And you could see it almost. Well, yeah, you could see it from the building if you could look past Shoney's. And Shoney's not only was the restaurant, but it was the hotel there. And I don't get downtown much unless I'm at the Omni or the Southern. I was driving through there to get home a week or two ago to get to the interstate. I didn't even realize the Deja Vu was not even there. It's demolition. There's some other building. I don't know if that's a hotel, what that's going to be, rental place, or I didn't even realize that. That's how much that's growing. I just thought the old Deja Vu was still there, right there on the corner. We used to always laugh about that. Anyways, okay. Chris Landry coming up at the top of the hour, LandryFootball.com. If you have any questions for him, you can tweet it to me, and we'll pass it along. Coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Virtually no movement on the line for the Tennessee Titans after the announcement that Marcus Mariota benched in favor of Ryan Tannehill. The Titans are 2-point favorites over the L.A. Chargers at Nissan Stadium Sunday. The Chargers 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 road games. Tennessee is a 34-point road dog at Alabama. Nick Saban 12-0 all-time against the Vols during his time with the Crimson Tide. Vols have not beaten Alabama since 2006. Vanderbilt at home, a 21.5-point underdog to the Missouri Tigers, who are 2-7 against the spread in their last 9 road games. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family own business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Sunny for this morning, an afternoon high of 63, overnight low of 41, and sunny tomorrow with a high of 71. Saturday, a 30% chance of showers. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Slide is absolutely Michigan going to Penn State. Oh, I know you've got your favorite team. That's your one slot. But I'm just telling you, be objective. That's the top game. Happy Valley, Saturday night. Going to be a whiteout. Michigan heading in there. That's a judgment game. Michigan loses that. I'm saying if. You know, and Michigan fans don't like to hear this. I don't blame them. But they lose that game, and all the haters just get more energy. They get more energized. They start bashing Harbaugh more. They bash the program for not being as relevant as they need to be. Now they've got 2 losses and hadn't even played Ohio State. That's at the end of the regular season, but. Oh. Has anybody got more on the line this Saturday than Michigan when it comes to energizing the haters? I doubt it. That's the one slot matchup for sure. I tell you what, that Florida-South Carolina game is more interesting than I thought it would be. Florida's got to go up there. Muschamp, of course, was the coach there prior. Couple coaches back. He was the coach there. Coming off a big upset win between the hedges, South Carolina. They have three losses before that game. Florida's got to go up there. Florida's coming off a Saturday night in Baton Rouge, Death Valley. Well, I thought for the most part they played pretty well. Lost 42-28, but I thought they played pretty well. South Carolina's not going to be an easy game for them. That's another one I find interesting. Tennessee-Alabama week, not what it used to be. No, I lament that. I was doing another show yesterday, and we were talking about it. It's been a while. You got to remember now, before Nick Saban, Alabama was going through and sifting through one catastrophe after another, whether it was a coaching hire gone awry, whether it was controversy, $10 million lap dance, whether it was Albert Means, whether it was Mike DeBose, one thing after another. Coach Fran fleeing. There was just, I mean, Alabama for a stretch there was the most dramatic football entity on the planet. Now, Alabama fans can tell you, we lived it, Bill. It was one cluster bleep after another. It was one shite show. I can say shite. We've cleared that with the lawyers. It was one shite show after another. The Tennessee-Alabama game through there, well, it was more relevant than it is now, for sure. But it was kind of messy, but that was Alabama's fault back then. Now it's clearly Tennessee's fault. Yeah, Tennessee's not doing their part in this rivalry at all. The third Saturday in October lacks any juice, other than they're actually going to play the game. That's the only juice we've got there regarding that matchup. If you're Tennessee, and I'll get the call, if you're Skolcan, Jeremy Pruitt, do you hold back Brian Maurer because you don't want to get him killed down there? I mean, and Garantano's a seasoned veteran, too. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey, into New York City. What's up, Jim?
Bill, sorry I lost a traffic glitch.
I can imagine.
I got a late start today, but I'm almost there. So, Bill, when you worked at XM, did you have any kind of relationship with Mike Leach, and what's he like? And, I mean, I love what he's done. I mean, I know he's having not such a great year so far at Washington State, but he just seems like a neat guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Mainly when we traveled, because he was on the show, the midday show with Jack Arut, a couple of shows from my show, because you had a 9 to noon. And then you had their show, which was kind of midday. But, yeah, I got to know Mike. Heck of a guy. You would enjoy having a beer with him. You'd enjoy having lunch with him. He's a fantastic storyteller. He is just as funny as he appears to be. He's also a very normal guy. That's the guy you don't really get to see. He is a fantastic dude. And back then, he's got a place in the Keys. And he was living in the Keys and doing his show. They sent all the equipment down there, and he did the show from the Keys. And he would hook up with Jack, who was up in – I don't think he actually came into New York. Jack lives up in Connecticut somewhere, if I recall. And they would do the show that way. Yeah, Jack.
I always liked Jack.
Good dude. Yeah.
What was he like, Bill?
Very funny guy. Very funny dude, goofing, always been pranks. The guy has a very robust personality, Jack Arut. And, you know, he spent all those years on ABC not only doing Indy racing, but being the sideline guy for Keith Jackson for all those years.
I know he started out as a cop in Burlington, Vermont, which I don't know if you've ever been there, Bill. If Burlington, Vermont had a football team at the University of Vermont, it would be utopia. It's just a great college town right on Lake Champlain. It's gorgeous. But I think Jack Spence, that's where he went to college, but I think he was a cop there for a short time.
Yeah, I've never talked to him about that, but oh, he can tell you some great Keith Jackson stories. I mean, they're endless. And yeah, those guys are all good guys, man. I got to most of those coaches I either knew or got to know, and they were all – I'll tell you another one, Dan Hawkins. Hawk worked there too, and I would see him when we'd be out, and he would always – Hawk is one of those guys, he'll scream at you from across the hotel if he sees you. You don't even know who it is at the beginning. Just a bunch of good guys, man.
He just rolled Lehigh a couple weeks ago out in California. I think he's at Cal Davis.
Yeah, he's at Cal Davis. He had to get back in coaching. He's a coach. Hey, Jim, there's the music. We've got to take the top of the hour. The top of the hour is what they call a hard break. You can't negotiate. It's non-negotiable. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, coming up.